room really quick.
I'm going to record it too.
I'm Becky Kemp. I am secretary. Anyone else?
Other board members?
Marty Banks, board member participating via Zoom call.
Shalene, are you there? She's probably talking into the microphone that is mute.
I can see her here, though, so we can go on. And then those that are, I guess, the guests.
Yep. Eulogio Alejandre, executive director.
Ari Moreno. What am I? administrative assistant. Sorry, my head hurts.
Jesse Hyatt, fourth grade teacher.
Vice principal.
Brian Cates with Red Apple Financial.
Okay, let's go ahead and get started then with the financial report. Take it away, Brian.
Okay, thank you. Good evening. Few updates before I share my screen so that we can look at a couple statements. We've heard some preliminary estimates or preliminary projections for funding, state funding for education for next year, and it's looking good. They're projecting a potential, they're asking 5% on the WPU, 6% on the LRF. There's also additional funding for staff or teachers that has been recommended. We'll see how it all shakes out during the legislative session, which begins soon and ends in March. So again, everything right now is just recommendations or kind of a wish list for education, but it does look good. As far as some of you may know, we did have a single audit. A single audit just means when an LEA receives more than $750,000 in federal funds, they have what's called a single audit where they choose one of those programs. We went through that process. It went well. The report came back with no findings, so that was good. They did look at our ESSER and GEAR programs, which isn't surprising. There's a lot of schools that had single audits this year that have not previously, simply because of the amount of COVID-related funding that has come through the past couple of years. So we very, very well may see another single audit next year as well for that same reason. A lot of the same reporting and compliance related tasks are being completed in the back office as far as Red Apple goes. Quarterly reports, annual reports, extension for the 990 was submitted, which is usually what happens each year. We're working on sending out W-2s and 1099s. And so all that looks good. I want to also take a look at the PTIF report. I'm gonna go ahead and share my screen. If you give me that, whoever's the host, give me that permission.
I can do that, just a second. Multiple, done.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so here we have our PTIF report. This is the statement as of the end of the year, as of the end of the calendar year, rather, December. So halfway through the fiscal year, we have just over $22,000 of interest earned on the PTIF, which is great. As you all know, we contributed additional funds to the PTIF at the beginning of the school year, and the interest obviously has increased. Last month alone was just over $5,500. So very, very good. As far as the budget goes, as you all know, and as we talked about previously, the allotments were scheduled to be trued up over the months of November and December. That has occurred, that has happened. So we have a pretty, we had a pretty healthy increase to the tune of about between 70 and 80, around $80,000 increase to our forecast above and beyond what we had budgeted. So this 4.4% forecasted operating margin reflects those increases in our in the state revenue. And that's typical, pretty typical from what we're used to seeing each year as our enrollment is steady, but we are usually above what we budget just for this same reason, so that we can have extra funds come through in the middle of the year. 50% through the year, as I said, as of the end of December. So most of our revenue and expense categories are looking good. We had a good finance meeting where we went to into detail, the detail of each one of these line items, and we're able to discuss those things between myself and Phil. We were glad to have Phil with us, even though he, as we said, is not feeling well. Cash balance is good. You can see we had a jump here. One of our ESSER and reimbursements came through last month. Otherwise, we'll start seeing kind of a more flat line as we typically see at this time of year. So overall, picture looks good. Kind of crazy that we're already halfway through the fiscal year, but projections for the end of the year look good. Any questions? Okay, anything you wanted to add? Yeah.
Sorry, one question for Marty. That is, typically at this time of year, do we expect to be a little high or a little low on our cash balances, cash in hand?
I wouldn't necessarily say high or low. There's kind of a flow that happens during the year. The fall, we see the increases that we're seeing here as we receive reimbursement requests from the prior year, and then it kind of flattens out. You can see kind of an up here and a kind of a down here as expenses have gone through. But this time of year, I would say, is probably the now, between now and the end of the year, we start to see, you know, kind of a lower balance than we're used than we usually see the rest of the year. But that being said, our cash balances are very healthy.
Okay, thanks.
Yep. Just to keep everybody in the loop, our PTIF cash balance is about 1.7 million. So most of our cash is there. And then obviously we have a healthy chunk in our checking account just to manage, you know, that covers all of our monthly obligations and then some. Obviously we don't really push that to where, you know, it gets anywhere near zero at all in our operating account, just in case. But as we all know, we can easily transfer out of the PTIF anytime should that need arise. Okay, any other questions or anything you wanted to add, Alohio, that I may have missed?
No, just that the enrollment is steady. I think it goes up and down two or three students, but it's the same students that go on vacation and then come back, and we take them back. Very few new students, no more than one or two a month or so. So we're not having too many kids leave either. So it's very steady, very stable.
This enrollment trend of January of last year to January of this year is the representation of steady, just like Alohio said. I mean, we're, you know, a couple students off from last year to this year at the same time. So, very good. Okay, if there's no other questions, that is all I had. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. So the next, I guess we can just go ahead and move right on down to our action item, and that would be to review and approve the 23-24 school calendar.
Let me share the screen. Now the calendar that we that I created once again is based on granites, and so let me share that. See, one participant can share. Are you still sharing your screen?
Brian? No, I stopped sharing.
Okay, because I am not. Just a second. Oh, there it is. There's the calendar. It is exactly the same as Granite School District, which means that we would start August 3rd. The faculty would start, and the kids would start on the 14th. And we would finish way early on the 24th. The kids would finish on the 24th of May. The faculty on the 28th of May. But they have to give up time during the holidays, Christmas holidays. There's only about a week and a half, a week and 3 days or 2 days vacation instead of 2 weeks. We still have the week off in April. Once again, this is based on Granite's calendar. I know that some charter schools don't follow the district calendar. In the past, we have, because our kids are only K through six. And so most of the parents that have kids in our school, a very large percentage have kids in the Granite School District. Questions?
So did Granite have two drafts?
They approved this one. And the second, the B draft, was they extended to 2 weeks into January. They'd still stayed until the 22nd, and then they would have off the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th, and then they would go into June. But they approved this one last month, or no, it was last year. So I'm not sure exactly. It was 2022.
I don't like it.
Yeah, we have actually tried in the past to deviate from Granite's, and it hasn't gone well in the past. We've done surveys with parents, and it's just they just don't like having a different calendar than Granite's.
The biggest thing for me is the Christmas vacation.
Yeah.
The 2 weeks versus the one, but
there's a lot of days off, as you can see, throughout the year. All the yellows are the kids don't attend, and all the reds don't attend. And then we get out on the 24th of May. The kids get out on the 24th of May. We've been going into June. First and the 2nd of June, we've gone into the last couple of years.
If we approve now and then Granite changes again, because they've done that.
They only did that during the pandemic.
Okay. Okay.
Would there be possible? I don't know, just a thought, because I'm looking at August now. There's only 7 days for professional development for teachers. Do we want to include more days for professional development? Because we've always had at least 2 weeks for prep.
Right, because, thank you for asking. Let me share the other calendar, the one that says why we have the days that we have. And at the bottom, we would give you 2 days for spring home visits. Notice that in the fall home visits, they are part of your of the contract right here. But in the spring, you would choose when to do the home visits. You could do them after school or during the week vacation that we have. It is up to you. Those are the ones right before the testing window opens. So you do have, It's a 195-day contract, but 2 days are given to you to make the home visits on your own. Does that make sense?
So that includes, or you mean in August 1st and 2nd?
Yeah. No. It's August 3rd and 4th. Those 2 days, that includes those days also.
Mr. Alejandro, sorry to interrupt. Are we recording? My recorder just said it's full now again.
Yeah, it is. It is recording.
We're recording. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. So, Jesse, there are 193 days scheduled, including the ones in August 3rd and 4th. And then two extra days, it's for you to do home visits anytime before the window opens, and you do it on your own time.
So that could be for August 1st and 2nd then, if teachers want it.
Sure. But the spring, those are the spring.
Oh, right.
Now, people can work August 1st and 2nd with ESSER funds. So that would be in addition to your salary. You could get paid more for working the 1st and the 2nd. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I would. I'll probably just mark that on my calendar already. Planning coming early.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. I mean, people can come in and get the rooms ready and do some home visits or whatever, because you need as much time as possible to get ready in the fall. So while we have ESSER funds, that's not a problem.
So then we have back to school night is on the 10th, and then the first day of school is the 14th.
Correct.
And we'll just have professional development for teachers from the 7th to the...
That's correct. It's going to be a packed week. Yeah.
Maybe we want to recommend teachers, even though that they're not contract days on the 1st and 2nd, they can plan on that.
Yeah. And they do get paid for working on the 1st and the 2nd if they come early, and additional to their contract.
Yeah, I would, because the 5 days of professional development, that doesn't sound like enough for all the trainings that we have.
Yeah, the trainings for you guys that have been here for a while will decrease this year coming up. But we do have 3 days full of training. The equivalent of 3 days, you'll have time off in the other day. So you will have 2 days to get your rooms ready.
Okay, I was going to say, does someone want a motion to approve?
Marty Banks moves to approve the calendar year for the upcoming academic year.
I guess I second the motion, and I do have one's proxy vote.
So we need to call for a vote.
All those in favor?
Mari votes aye.
We need four, Cody. Don't we?
Yeah, we need one more.
We need either Shalene or Cody.
Shalene is on.
Yeah, Shalene is here.
Are you there, Shalene? Let me see. Make sure that she's got her...
Looks like it froze on her for a second.
Error, please hang up and try your call again later. Message NB13056.
Did she leave?
She's still there, but I think her camera froze, so she might be having connection issues.
Oh, and she is in her car, I believe.
Oh, there's, yeah.
Yeah, she raised her hand. Yeah, she voted.
Okay.
Thank you.
The vote is in the affirmative. Motion passes.
Thank you, Marty. Okay, we'll go ahead and move on. That was the last of our action items. With Cody not being here, I think we can defer the, or, oh, actually, no, we do we need to have the division, the Esperanza vision discussion, or did you want to wait for Cody?
I don't know who put it on the agenda.
Okay, then that would have been Cody. So we'll go ahead and defer that for the next meeting, just for the sake of time. And we'll move on to the director's report.
Okay, I'm going to share once again. Okay. Okay. Any announcements or celebrations? I guess the only one that I have is that our kids are being asked to perform at Sundance. And do you remember, Ari, when that is going to take place?
It's coming up.
It will be on the 22nd, Sunday 22nd of January.
Yeah.
And for whom will they be performing, and who requested it?
The Mexican consulate requested it. They're actually sponsoring us. They are paying for the buses to take the kids, and they'll be playing. There is a movie. Do you know the name, Ari?
I believe it's Varsity Mariachi, or yeah, Mariachi Varsity, or something like that.
That's right. And it's about a mariachi, a high school mariachi band that goes to a competition.
Oh.
And so that's the movie. And so they'll be playing twice. From what I understand, they'll be at the red carpet and then at the reception.
Yes, they're going to open the red carpet and then they're going to be in their private reception.
Is it a documentary or is it a drama?
I think it's more like a documentary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
As you saw the numbers, it showed that we had 529. We do have 532, possibly 533, but a couple of kids are leaving. So here is another an item that we're not 100% certain. We participated in the past. The state of Utah provides a grant or a bonus to teachers who reach certain levels in their assessment results from last year. In the past, we've had three teachers or two teachers. We again have two more teachers. Just got this letter. The bonus is for effective teachers in high poverty schools. The bonus, as you can see there, is $7,000 to the teacher, and the school pays for 50% of that bonus. At this time, I think that we will be participating. And I froze. Oh,
great.
This is our waiting list. Now we have a request, and I think I sent you an email. I don't remember if I actually sent it. Did I send you an email for a possible expansion at our campus?
I thought it was for Ogden or something along those lines.
It's both. Okay. It's the Ogden. It's the Ogden and our campus. So I don't know if you...
I did not know that the email I got pertained to an expansion, just rather the Ogden exploration.
It's both. Yeah, it's both, because what the people that reached out to me, and he's the one that helped us with all the transactions before we opened our current facility. He used to own, what was the name of, I think it was Red Apple, and they have another name for a company that is the sister company of Red Apple. But he reached out to us to see if we were still interested, because they've got they've got a team of people that want another project. And they monitor our financials, they monitor our academic results, and they believe that we are ready to expand both either at our school and in Ogden, or one only if we so choose. So it is up to the board. They are offering to actually take us through the process like they did when we opened Esperanza, which means that we would have a committee. They mentioned an administrator, a teacher, and a board member, and a parent. We had talked in the past about having Becky, if I remember correctly, have volunteered.
Yep.
And Esmeralda Torres also volunteered, the teacher. So all we would be looking for is a parent, and we have several that we can ask. And so that would be, and all we would need to do is schedule a meeting in February, and they would come and kind of run the meeting if we so want them to. And so they just wanted to put it on the table and ask the board, is this something that we're interested in and beginning the process? And then just get going if that's what you desire.
Hey, Eulokia, refresh my memory. Was the role that they played at last time, was it to help procure a piece of a physical facility on which we could operate? Or was it subsequent when we were looking for a property to purchase and a building to construct?
I was not here when they joined the team, to be honest, Marty. I'm not totally certain how early they came on in the process. I know that when we financed the school, they did 90% of the work.
Yeah, that's my recollection, is their interest is to basically ultimately provide the financing because it's a nice return on investment for them, but in the pursuit of providing the financing, they need to facilitate site selection. And if we end up choosing a site that we're going to obtain and then lease, as opposed to purchase a building or buy some land and build a building, do you have a sense that their role would be limited to the financing of a purchased facility, as opposed to, can they do anything for us in the early stages of site selection in the event it's a leased facility?
That is a great, great question. And I asked many of the points that you're talking about, and what they're telling me is that they can help us in the same way they helped us with Esperanza, including site selection and including contracting with companies, garbage collection, a construction company, anything that we need, they would be the point of contact with one of us. And we can assign, you know, myself or another administrator or a board member to be the point of contact for approvals, which what they tell me is what they did the last time too. So they had a point of contact, and the person was in the meeting. Jeff Biesinger is the one who was the point of contact last time, that was kind of the project manager, if you will.
And yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, he was in the meeting, and he kind of mentioned a lot of the things that you're talking about. They can help us with site selection. They can help us with financing. They can help us with all of those things.
Well, I don't know if we've got do we have Cody join us yet?
He is.
Yeah, I'm here now. I just got out of my other meeting.
All right. Well, good. You got 10 minutes.
my impression is that whether that's next board meeting or a couple of board meetings down the road, that we would benefit from a refresher as to what they can provide and what their sort of take is and what their interest is, because in that conversation, we can refresh our collective memories about the various aspects of it that need to be addressed as we approach potential additional move into Ogden. I don't know if they would play any role on an expansion of our existing site. Do you, Elogio?
Yes. So what they recommended was not to get another investor involved, because they say because of our history, our financials, and our academic results, that we can actually build our own, of course, with loans, but also lump it together with the expansion in our West Valley campus. So if we needed, let's just say, $15 million for Ogden and $5 for our West Valley, which is just the numbers we're throwing out, not exactly what it would take, but then we can lump it together and get a loan for $20 million and do those projects one after the other, but we would have the funding necessary to take care of those two issues.
Got it.
Okay. And I think if I understood you correctly, Elogio, is that the committee, the subcommittee for the expansion would be meeting with them to discuss, and they would lay it all out there for us, but then we would come back to the board to do correct. A vote. Would that be correct?
Exactly.
Yeah, this is just discussion.
That is correct. That's what they're interested in. And I think they're trying to avoid a lot of, they know that boards typically meet at night. And so what they want to do is work with a subcommittee, and the subcommittee can be in charge of taking it to the board once we get our questions answered.
Well, here, would it be necessary then to submit applications for not only replication, but also an expansion now?
No. So this wouldn't happen. I mean, yes, both. It's one. That's again, that's why they want to do one project for both things that we want to do, because the state charter board will do a lot of investigation. Of course, they're going to look at all of our records, and why do it twice? We can do it all at once and ask for the authorization for both projects at the same time.
Yeah, makes sense.
And the applications are not due until I believe it's November, and they wouldn't approve anything until February of next year, but they just want to get started early so we're not rushing at the end.
I like that. No.
One of the questions we'll want to ask them is, can we structure the financing so that if we start one of the two projects first, we stagger them, and along the way, we decide for whatever reason, in our sole discretion, we want to hold off on the second project, whether that's the West Valley expansion or the addition into Ogden, that we can have that prerogative?
I think that would be a very good question to consider in that kind of a meeting that they requested.
Maybe what we can do is, set the date up, but then email the group. And if everybody could just think about questions that they may have, I'm happy to bring those as well. And I know Elohia will have them too. We can bring them to that discussion.
That would be great. I think that would be a good next step.
Yep.
And correct me if I'm mistaken, but although we've talked about a West Valley expansion and an addition into Ogden, have we definitively made any kind of either a mental or a more than mental, like a resolution or a recording in our minutes that we've committed to one and or the other?
I don't think we have committed to any, Marty. I think that's still on the table. I think the board can still decide, nope, we're just going to huddle up and keep this the way we have it. I know that before I even came on board, the board had talked about moving into Ogden and then Park City and even Utah County. So it is still on the table. There has been no commitment to do anything.
Okay.
It seems like from the summer, though, that the general consensus of direction would be to have multiple sites, at least two for now, that would eventually become K-12.
You did talk about that, Cody, but it wasn't an action item. It wasn't anything that the commitment was not made.
Exactly. It was just more a vision than anything else.
Right. And as you can see on the screen, can you see the screen?
Yeah.
They actually sent me this map. This is our property, and they actually indicated that in any of those places, we could build a junior high, a small junior high, because it would only be maybe four or five classrooms and potentially an auditorium that we need, that we could use for the elementary school too.
Is the one over there on the right the one by Shopko's property?
Yes. I didn't know that it extended that far. We have a lot of property in the Shopko parking lot, as you can see. This is the entrance. This is the entrance to the parking lot, and our property extends to the building. And then all the
way down. Oh, really? Even the, we own the easeway, don't we? Isn't that why they had to ask us?
We do. Yes, we own all of this property here. And so there is property here to build a junior high in the front, even behind the cafeteria or in the playground area, which I don't think that should be an option. We need as much green as possible. We have the property, basically, is what they're saying. Is your sense that we should meet with them and see if the committee is able to meet?
Mine would be yes, but I'm on the committee, so.
Agreed. Marty agrees.
Great. Cody?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get them started.
Okay, I will call him and set up a meeting. I'll talk with the committee too. I'll send an email and find out what the best times are to meet. Finally,
I'd like to be invited.
Okay.
I was going to say, I'd just like to be invited just to the first one.
Yeah.
And then after that, updates are fine. I just want to hear their direction and what they can do for us from them. So
I'll invite the whole board to the committee meeting. And this is just a reminder of all the meetings that are still left, and also the strategic planning meeting.
History of the paper airplane.
That will be on the 16th to the 18th.
Kites and gliders that originated in ancient.
And I believe
in Europe. It was only during the Renaissance period.
This is just for your information. We are looking to purchase curriculum. It's going to be a little pricey, so we'll let you know more as we get closer.
The Wright brothers were the ones who invented airplanes, and they
any
did
questions?
This by testing paper models. Toy paper planes only became popular much later.
Sorry, I just hear Shalene. I can't.
Can we mute her? Okay, so any questions, anything else that you have questions about? Is Natalie Pentico on the line?
No, she can't join us.
Oh, did she tell us?
She told me.
Okay, great.
Yeah, she told me she wasn't going to be able to join.
Okay.
Just tomorrow we have kinder registration, so that's going to be fun.
It always is.
We're ready for them.
Back to you, Cody.
And mostly, have you guys just done The principal presentation, done. Is that where we're at?
We're done.
We're done with the principal
presentation. Because there were not any motions or anything like that, were there?
There this was, time. But we had a quorum. It was just for the school calendar.
Okay.
So, I mean, with that, looking at the agenda, then we could adjourn. Our next meeting would be in February.
Okay.
It looks like I was reviewing our policy review online. I still need to follow up with Alokio, but it looks like we're about halfway through. So I'll just send out some reminders between now and then for anybody that hadn't done a policy yet. And if they could get those done between now and then, that would be great. What does it take to schedule the state to come in and do a training with us?
We can request it. Just send me an email with dates and I can call, or if you guys want to call, that's fine too.
Do we have time this next month with everything going on?
During the board meeting?
Yeah.
Which training do you want?
Just the basic one about policy versus, you know, the one they talk about, the board versus the school administration.
Okay.
That basic one we have to do every year.
And okay, I will call. It's the state charter school board that does that. Oh, not them. It's the association that does that training. So I'll contact them.
Okay, perfect. It's good to hear from you all. Thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you.
And have a wonderful night.
Okay, see you guys. Thank you. Goodbye. I'll send you the minutes, Ari.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Mr. Alejandro, I'll get the recording from you tomorrow because I can't upload it right now.
Okay, I am ending the meeting. Thank you so much, everyone. All
right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Adios.